Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Got an interview that Allie's going to tell us about with a guy who used to be a drone bomber. Someone who operated.
That's right.
One of these killing machines, and his thoughts. We will share those with you, and you may share your thoughts with us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Then, something I've been promising to talk about, but just keeps getting put off and put off, and I think it's a great story. It's about the meter maids of Gold Coast, Australia. And these aren't the meter maids you're used to seeing.
You're about to tell us about that last Friday.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we'll get to it, but I want to hear the drone story first. So, Allie, feel free.
So I found this story actually on freetalklive.com.
Oh, excellent.
Listener submitted. But I wanted to find the original, so I went to the people that did the interview was NBCnews.com.
Yeah, it was submitted by Elf King Gringo.
Yeah, and that's where you can find the video. It's like a cut of the interview, I believe, just like the most interesting part of the interview. And that's good, too. So you should go to freetalklive.com and watch that video.
We'll post the full article on our Facebook page and Twitter.
I'm just going to read the article because it goes more into depth. This is written by Richard Engel, a former Air Force drone operator who says he participated in missions that killed more than 1,600 people, remembers watching one of the first victims bleed to death. Brandon Bryant says he was sitting in a chair at a Nevada Air Force base operating the camera when his team fired two missiles from their drone at three men walking down a road halfway around the world in Afghanistan. The missiles hit all three targets, and Bryant says he could see the aftermath on his computer screen, including thermal images of a growing puddle of hot blood. Quote, the guy was running forward. He's missing his right leg, he recalled.
Oh, God.
And I watched this guy bleed out, and I mean, the blood is hot. As the man died, his body grew cold, says Bryant, and his thermal image changed until he became the same color as the ground. Bryant says, I can see every pixel if I just close my eyes, and says Bryant is diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Bryant, now 27, served as a drone sensor operator from 2006 to 2011 at bases in Nevada, New Mexico, and in Iraq, guiding unmanned drones over Iraq and Afghanistan. Though he didn't fire missiles himself, he took part in missions that he was told led to the deaths of an estimated 1,626 individuals.
But he was assisting the flight,
basically. He was the camera operator, from what I understand. He was the guy that gave them the visuals for what they're going to do. And then I guess the team he was on, I don't know how many people are on these teams. Like, is it a room full of people?
Good question. I don't know either.
A couple dudes? I don't know. But he wasn't the one actually firing, but he was sort of guiding the camera for them.
Doesn't matter to me whether or not he was firing whether he's pressing the trigger on this remote control device is irrelevant to me. I mean, he assisted that person in committing that murder.
Sure. In an interview,
he's guilty.
In an interview with NBC News, he provided a rare first-person glimpse into what it's like to control the controversial machines that have become central to the U.S. effort to kill terrorists. He says as an operator, he was troubled by the physical disconnect between his daily routine and the violence and power of the fairway drones. Quote, you don't feel the aircraft turn, he said. You don't feel the hum of the engine. You hear the hum of the computers, but that's definitely not the same thing. At the same time, the images coming back from the drones were very real and very graphic. Quote, people say that drone strikes are like mortar attacks, Bryant said. Well, artillery doesn't see this. Artillery doesn't see the result of their actions. It's really more intimate for us because we see everything. A self-described naive kid from a small Montana town, Bryant joined the Air Force in 2005 at age 19. After he scored well on tests, he said a recruiter told him that as a drone operator, he would be like the smart guys in the control room in a James Bond movie, the ones who feed the agent the information he needs.
Just a movie. They're just characters. Who cares? It's not like you're killing real human beings.
Well, it's interesting with being one of these drone operators, like in the United States, we're not being deployed. I think that the like part of being deployed, you're in a different place. It's all like weird to you. It's totally different. Your environment is completely different than what you're used to when you come back, and it's like everything's normal. But imagine going into work and it's like you're at war for 8 hours or however long you do this, and then you come back and it's real life every day.
Well, we've heard about, you know, these guys, their jokes about how they'll kill people for a few hours during the day and then go out at night with and party with girls at a bar or something like that. And this, you know, it's just so disturbing hearing this. I thankfully have never had the opportunity or interest or been in a situation where I've come close or had to take somebody's life. But from what I have understood from the people that have been in those situations, that, you know, it's difficult for anyone who's not a total psychopath. I mean, if you're if you are in the military in some kind of conflict or a police officer, and you're in some kind of a conflict that results in you having to take someone's life, then, you know, I've heard that anybody who does this and who doesn't like immediately throw up from the feelings that you receive from doing this act, this this most inhuman of acts, it's just something that people can't handle. It's very difficult to go through. And what he sounds like he's saying is that there's that disconnect. That, you know, you're halfway across the world. You're only looking at it through a screen, some sort of a monitor. So it's not going to have that same visceral impact on you. In the same way that shooting somebody in a video game doesn't have that same impact.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting the sense that he's suggesting it's even worse than the guys that are in Afghanistan, because he's saying, you know, if you're shooting someone from a far distance or throwing bombs at someone you can't see.
No, I get his point there. Right. No, I get what he's saying there as far as like mortar people or, you know, somebody that's been given coordinates and told to launch something. Yeah, they don't get to see the results of what has happened. I get that point.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody who is taking someone's life like on a battlefield within shooting distance, like somebody who shoots or stabs, you know, is actually involved directly in the taking of someone's life. He doesn't experience that. He's disconnected from that level of it.
Right, sure.
But I want to hear more about what he has to say.
He trained for 3.5 months before participating in his first drone mission. This doesn't seem like very long to go ahead and throw him out to kill people. Bryant operated...
I don't know, it doesn't take you that long to train on a video game.
Yes.
If you think about it, you know, the first level of any video game these days is generally like the training level where you learn what buttons do what, and they take you through that, and you're ready to go. And now usually the games kind of introduce new concepts to you over time during the game.
Right.
But ultimately, there's not much of a learning curve on those.
Right. I wonder if they simulate it in the training period. Like, here's
simulate
a terrorist.
A murder?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Bryant operated the drone's cameras from his perch at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. I think I'm pronouncing Nellis. I think I'm pronouncing that right. As the drone rose into the air just north of Baghdad, Bryant and the rest of his team were supposed to use their drone to provide support and protection to patrolling U.S. troops. But he recalls watching helplessly as insurgents buried an IED in a road and a U.S. Humvee drove over it. Quote, "We had no way to warn the troops," he said. He later learned that the three soldiers died. And once he had taken part in a kill, any remaining illusions about James Bond disappeared.
Hmm.
Quote, "Like, this isn't a video game," he said. "This is some sort of fantasy. This isn't some sort of fantasy. This is war. People die." Bryant said that most of the time he was an operator, he and his team and his commanding officers made a concerted effort to avoid civilian casualties. But he began to wonder who the enemy targets on the ground were, and whether they're...
Right, how do you know if it's a civilian?
Right.
I mean,
Well,
if you're talking about a population that, you know, they're not dressed in uniforms, so you'd have to take the commander's word for it. I mean, if the commander is saying, you have to kill these people, they're enemies,
right,
then he's not going to consider them a civilian, because he's been told they're enemies. But who's to say they're enemies?
Well, and there was just a recent, also by NBC News, a recent story about how the CIA didn't know who was targeting in the drone strikes in Pakistan, and that 1 in 4 people, they're just like, enemies? Basically, they didn't have any evidence that they were part of anything other than being around people they considered to be enemies.
Wrong place at the wrong time. 855, 453. Well, there's more to this, yes?
Yes.
We'll continue with this interview with the drone operator, see what he thinks. Take your calls as well. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis. and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash
cam. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We've been talking about this drone operator who's coming out. He's speaking out about his experience. Allie's going to continue sharing that with us here in a moment. What's the source on that story again, Allie? Do you recall?
This is from NBCnews.com.
NBC. So we'll continue that, but also want to remind you about BitInstant.com. It is the fastest, easiest, and safest way to acquire bitcoins. I've used it. and I will use it again because it is that easy to make it possible for you to go and deposit money at more than a million locations. Plus, you can actually use your own computer if you've got a Dwolla account. And you just go down, like in the case of CVS or Walmart, you just go in, you go to the MoneyGram kiosk or station, use the red phone or talk to an employee, they fill out a form, you take cash up, and you give them cash, and then by the time you get home, you probably have bitcoins sitting in your Bitcoin wallet. BitInstant makes it easy, but you also probably want to know what bitcoins are. If you haven't learned that yet, go to weusecoins.com. You can also go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. In fact, it's BitInstant that is the sponsor of the Free Talk Live Bitcoin page, where you can get a little bit more information about Bitcoins and how to acquire them, which, of course, is BitInstant.com. That's how the easiest way to do it, and it works. And they've been around for a while, too. A lot of these companies that provide Bitcoins for people, you know, they'll be here one day, and then a few weeks later, they might be gone. BitInstant's got a reputation for sticking around. So BitInstant.com. Go get your Bitcoins that way. So we're talking about the drones, which, of course, are horrifying.
Yeah. Well, specifically the operators of the drones, which I think a lot of people, it's easy for me to focus just on the effects of drones, and drones can be so scary, and then there's people who worry about, as American citizens, being taken out by drones, because with Anwar al-Awlaki, you know, it's already, we have a case in point in which...
Well, no, I mean, they're going to be flying drones in the U.S. city soon.
Sure.
So there's that, too. The police departments will be getting drones. Some of them already have them.
Well, the idea there, at least, is they're going to start with camera drones, right?
Sure, they're not going to have armed drones in the streets of America right away, but eventually, maybe they will.
Right.
And maybe some of these military guys who are experienced at flying them from in the military will come back and start working for police departments. Because that tends to be what happens with police, is they like to hire people fresh out of the military, because the military guys are used to being told what to do and not questioning their orders, and... That's what they're looking for in a cop.
I mean, even if you really think that there's no way that your own government could come in and kill you or other citizens, then I imagine like another government sending their own drones over. It doesn't have to be the United States government.
That's true.
Could be China drones or something, you know?
So this guy is no longer piloting drones. He is telling about his experience and how, you know, disconnected that it all was.
Right. He says, he's still not sure whether the three men in Afghanistan were really Taliban insurgents, the three men he killed.
The one that was trying to run away with a missing leg after that?
Right. Yeah. Or just men with guns in a country where many people carry guns. The men were 5 miles from American forces arguing with each other when the first missile hit them. Quote, they didn't seem to be in a hurry, he recalled. They were just doing their thing. They were probably carrying rifles, but I wasn't convinced that they were bad guys. But as a 21-year-old airman...
But someone told him to do it, so...
Yeah, he said he didn't think he had the standing to ask questions. He also remembers being convinced that he had seen a child scurry onto the screen during one mission just before a missile struck, despite assurances from others that the figure he'd seen was really a dog. After participating in hundreds of missions over the years, Bryant said he, quote, lost respect for life and began to feel like a sociopath. He remembers coming into work in 2010, seeing pictures of targeted individuals on the wall, Anwar al-Awlaki and other al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders, and musing, which of these effers is going to die today? I said
wow.
Effers.
Yeah.
In 2011, as Bryant's career as a drone operator neared its end, he said his commander presented him with with what amounted to a scorecard. It showed that he had participated in missions that contributed to the deaths of 1,626 people.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, quote, I would have been happy if they never even showed me that piece of paper.
I bet. Oh, man.
He says, I've seen American soldiers die, innocent people die, and insurgents die. It's not pretty. It's
and
not something
good.
That I would want to have. This
and what
diploma.
Good is it? And what good is it? You know, what
some people
have you
probably
changed?
Probably frame it and put it on their wall.
Oh, God, you're probably right about that. But ultimately, you know, all these deaths, all of them, the, you know, the troops, the innocents, the alleged bad guys, what's the point? What have you done, dude? I mean, what have your actions wrought besides your own personal torture for the rest of your life? You know,
sure.
Having to relive whatever images of horror that you helped create. What else have you done besides that? Nothing. Nothing's changed. You haven't freed the world. You haven't stopped terrorism.
If anything, you've just created more terrorists.
Absolutely. Now, why is that?
Well, I think that because think that when something really terrible happens, like your parents, you know, are murdered, or you know, that's someone takes the life of someone who's close to you, that it can almost be relatable that that person would sort of throw everything they have away and devote a life to taking out their anger about that on someone else. You know, and especially if you tell them, this is Americans did that. Americans mm-hmm. took your mom away from you. Then it's not surprising that that kid who grows up is going to have a lot of anger towards Americans. I hope that they realize that it's not Americans, but it's the American government. It's the imperialism and the people in charge of things who decide when we go to war.
Many of them, some do know that, right? Like, we've seen some of the statements from the alleged terrorists where they have made it pretty clear that, look, Americans, you've got a bad government. You need to do something about it, because until you do, then people are going to keep dying.
Which is amazing, because I don't know if that represents just the general attitude of people in these countries where the American military just kills innocents like it's nothing. But, you know, you would think in a country where we have the luxury to actually read the news and have time to, like, ponder whether or not the things that the military, which you pay taxes to support, is doing the right thing, that people are just still so ignorant and clueless about what goes on that they just accept it, you know, so easily and naively.
It's easy to be ignorant. I mean, it's always easy to be ignorant if you think about it, right?
Do you think they're just avoiding it?
Everybody works, you know, people have families, they've got...
Well, they show interest, you know, they obviously have time to be interested in other things, and I'm not saying necessarily... it doesn't make me feel good to think about it. You know, I can understand people want to avoid.
No, and that's why people don't, you know?
Yeah.
I've seen interviews with people, you know, where they get the cameraman on the streets, and they ask questions that are just so basic that you think everybody knows the answer mm-hmm. to, and these people have no idea. And then you ask them, well, why haven't you heard about this? And they'll say things like, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
You know, I don't blame them for that. I mean, I've gotten to the point of saturation on police beatings. I've seen enough of it. You know, whenever the newest police beating comes along, I don't want to watch it anymore.
I know. Well, once you know, the first time you hear about something like this, if you can't believe it's happening and you see it and you're shocked at first, and then you might see like more and more and you start to sort of form this opinion. But once you've accepted that this is just what happens, then, you know, you don't need any more. But some people just, they don't want
to see it in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on drones or the military or whatever might happen to be on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here at 855-453 or Skype us at lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. Those features do include archives that go back as late as 2006. You can click, you can download as many of them as you want. Actually, we've built the SoundCloud player right into our website now. So when you click on the archive that you're interested in, the player's right there. You can just play it in the page. You can download it. You can share it on Facebook or Twitter, whatever your social networking preference. The archives are there, and they are free, so enjoy. Now, will things get worse before they get better, or get better before they get worse? Well, why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. As she travels among the various settled, increasingly statist worlds in the solar system, young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space and human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1. Nicole, available from Amazon, which, by the way, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can shop through Free Talk Live's Amazon link, and then when you buy Quantum Vibe, Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So you can get it through Amazon, you can get it through Barnes & Noble, and direct, of course, from the publisher at bigheadpress.com. List price, only $14.95. Now, I've seen the product from Big Head Press before, and it's beautiful. They're great comics, they're entertaining, and they look nice as well. The artwork's excellent, and the presentation, the quality of the paperback.
I'm not used to reading comics, but I lately have just, like, with all the new movies and stuff coming out based on comics, I'm more intrigued by them. So, I don't know, I might have to check that out because I was really disappointed with Battlestar Galactica, and this sounds way better.
Oh, you were really disappointed?
Yes.
You were talking about
it
a lot.
I was so mad the way it ended. It was
terrible.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh.
So dumb. So stupid. Anyway. I'll get over it.
Was it? Well, okay, so I don't want to get too deep into it because, honestly, I don't remember the details. It's been years since I've seen it.
But, I kind of feel like whatever about spoiling, because if you haven't seen Battlestar Galactica, I don't think me trashing it is going to make someone go out and watch it.
Well, no, I don't think we need to spoil anything, but I'm just curious because I don't want to get into detail because most people are listening probably haven't seen it.
You think? I thought it was popular.
It might know it was popular, but it's a sci-fi thing, so I mean, what's popular mean anyway? Like,
I don't know.
How many people have to watch something for it to be considered popular?
Okay.
But, you know, was it... What was it that was disappointing? Was it the religious kind of flavor that it had?
No, it was just their, like, okay, if you just want to watch the story because it's like a drama, mm-hmm. you know, and you just like that soap opera feeling with the characters and all that and the clicks, then sure, watch it for that. But whatever's perspective on life that they tried to throw out there was really stupid and just, like, not nearly as evolved as a lot of the characters were. You know, their character development was fine, but the storyline and like how they're, this is what society's all about, was really stupid and didn't match what I think and doesn't reflect reality to me at all.
There were definitely some themes in that show that I did not much care for. I mean, it was obviously a very militaristic program.
Well, they tried to tie it back into present day, and I thought that that was stupid, too. Like, it's like basically what they said was, this whole thing has been a social critique about America as it is now, or whenever it was produced.
Really? I don't even remember that, enough about it. So, let's see. We were talking about Quantum Vibe, though. Yeah, you should definitely check them out, Allie. Because
I should. I have a feeling I like that more.
If you dig Liberty, you know, artwork, Liberty fiction, that's what this is. It's art and fiction.
It's hard to appreciate art when the artist's outlook is so different from your own, wouldn't you say?
No, I get where you're coming from there. So quantumvibe.com, is that, by the way, you can go there and read the comic for free because Scott Beezer and the crew over there at Big Head Press, they post each one of these comics over time, and then when they have enough of them, as it says here, the first 400 comics, when they have enough of them put together, they then make a book, an actual physical product out of it. So it's very cool. And again, you can get the first episode or the first the volume of Quantum Vibe, Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, right now by going to bigheadpress.com or go to our Amazon links at shop.freetalklive.com. All right, so finally, no more teasing this story. The Meter Maids. Now, have you seen their pictures yet, Allie, the Meter Maids?
I saw a glimpse of it when you had the story pulled up before, but it looks like hot chicks in bikinis.
Yeah, so they're not the kind of Meter Maids that you'd be afraid to see in the streets. They are not the kind of Meter Maids that you would be upset about them hanging around your vehicle.
Sure.
They're lovely ladies who are actually working a job. You know, we have the Robin Hooders here in Keene, New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
and Robin Hood is a great project. It's a great activism project. It's been going on for years here, but recently it made international headlines after the city of Keene sued several Robin Hooders, including myself. Now, Robin Hooders find the parking enforcer. They walk in front of the parking enforcer. They place coins in the meters to save people from getting a ticket.
Right, who are immediately about to get a ticket.
Right, and in some places, that's illegal. Not here in New Hampshire, so it's gone on here for a long time, and recently it's been hot and heavy in the last 6 months, and the city's pretty upset because they've literally lost tens of thousands of dollars in revenue because the Robin Hooders have saved something like 5,000 or 6,000 cars from getting a ticket. It was originally 4, but I was talking with James Cleveland, who is Robin Hood, and we've gone through 6,000 cards, like these little Robin Hood cards we leave on people's cars after they are saved to inform them that they've been saved. So Robin Hooding's great. It's made international headlines. It's great activism. It's a nice thing to do for people, but it's relatively new on the scene.
Sure.
The Meter Maids in Surfers Paradise, Australia, have been doing... They've been saving people from parking tickets for almost half a century.
Wow.
Almost, they're coming up on their 50th year. Now, let me just give you some history. Their website, metermaids.com. You can go there, pull up the, you know, take a look-see.
They claimed metermaids.com?
They sure
That's
did.
Awesome.
Yeah, they got it. The Surfers Paradise Meter Maids were introduced in 1965 by Bernie Elsie to help beat the bad image created by the installation of parking meters on the tourist strip in December of 1964. Surfers Paradise, obvious tourist kind of town,
sure.
beachfront community. This was a controversial promotion using young women dressed in gold bikinis and tiaras who strolled the streets of Surfer's Paradise feeding coins into the expired parking meters and leaving a calling card under the windscreen wipers. I swear to you, I never heard about this, and I don't think any of the people that set up the Robin... Yeah, exactly. It's just like good ideas that come about in different ways.
I mean, while Garrett's afro is enticing, I think that they might have something over the Robin Hooders.
The meter maids, like I was saying, Robin Hooders are doing it wrong as far as I'm concerned. We need to change the people that are on the streets. But no, it's great. I mean, anybody...
You can maybe get Daryl into a bikini.
Oh my, let's pass on that. 1964 is when this happened. They stole the streets. They saved parking people from getting tickets. Now, I don't think they target people who are about to receive a ticket. I think they're just putting money in people's expired meters.
Okay.
But they've been doing it for a long time. They leave their calling card. In 1967, the Gold Coast was battered by cyclonic seas smashing into their coastline. So the then major, Sir Bruce Small, along with the meter maids, went on a campaign trail promoting the Gold Coast of Australia. Or to Australia, getting people back into the beaches and to their beautiful holiday resort. Within weeks, the idea had attracted national and worldwide publicity, and the meter maids became the spearhead of many a promotional drive throughout Australia and New Zealand. This was one of the best-known gimmicks and possibly the best-known Gold Coast promotion. Gone are the outdated tiaras, replaced by the sun-conscious and the true Aussie Akubra hat, which looks a little like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I'm seeing pictures of the meter maids, and I see three of them with the hat on, and it is like a cowboy hat to me.
Ideal for our tropical climate, while gold lycra bikinis with the occasional sequin have replaced the traditional lame bikini, and even a traditional form of financing the service has taken a new turn. We'll talk a little bit more. How do these girls pay for this? Because one of the things that Robin Hood do, well, we do it for donations, but how does this work? More coming up, Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press, Quantum Vibes.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas
survival shelters, better prepared than scared.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain here at 855-450-FREE. You can also reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about the meter maids. The meter maids that would put a smile on almost anyone's face if you saw them outside of where you were parked. That's because they save people in Surfer's Paradise. Surfer's Paradise is a surf town in Australia. And according to the history of the meter maids on their website, which we've linked over on our Facebook and the Twitter, according to the history, it was actually a businessman, Bernie Elsie, who in 1965 decided to start the meter maids. So they've been doing this for almost 50 years. He did it in response to the town putting up parking meters. Basically, this is a business owner, from what I understand, in Surfer's Paradise who, you know, took matters into his own hands rather than going and begging the city council to remove the meters that they've installed. Right. He came up with a brilliant plan to actually monetize the saving of people from getting parking tickets because he said to himself, look, these meters are going to hurt business. They're going to stop people from coming down to the strip, and something needs to be done.
I'm surprised that more activists don't sort of look at what do entrepreneurs do to draw attention to their service. You know, what are they using? Are they, you know,
in this case, gold bikinis?
Sure. You know, if you really want to be successful, then why not do the tried and true methods? I think that this guy was smart.
He's brilliant. I mean, it's lasted for several decades, so obviously it's working. But what is it that he's doing? How did they pull this off? The history here gives a little bit of information about that. And so, you know, they've evolved a little bit over the years, but the traditional form of financing the service has taken a new turn. In the past, a weekly contribution of a few dollars was paid by each local business as part of their community service. But in this commercially competitive era, sponsors are expecting public profile and positive media exposure in return for their dollar. So they're going business to business. I actually looked at the page. There's a page on here about how to become a meter maid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are the requirements? And one of them is that you have to sell things. Like, you know, you're not just a pretty girl. You actually have to go into businesses and kind of pitch them on the idea of hiring essentially the meter maid. So
yeah.
The idea is if you're a business on this main strip in Surfer's Paradise and there's meters out in front and you want to make sure your customers are protected from the meter, the evil meter maids, you know, the ones that are out there
right.
That are actually trying to hurt people and you know, give them tickets. If you want the sexy, hot, you know, meter maids are going to save you to assist your business, then you basically pony up. So and that's not unheard of. There are business owners who have been known to go out in front of their business, you know, give one of their employees the task of rescuing their customers from an expired meter because it's worth it to pay a few cents to keep a customer happy and not have them get a ticket when they leave the store. This kind of takes that to the next level. It's, you know, several businesses in the downtown area are basically the sponsors of these girls, and there's promotional activities that go on, and it's working. Except for one problem. And according to Yahoo News, the meter maids are under threat.
What?
Yeah, we'll continue. If we get a chance, we'll give you the details on what's happening to him here. John, though, is in West Virginia listening to WVTS in Charleston, and you can bring up anything. So, John, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, one thing, a lighter note before I get to my main point. You mentioned they switched from lame bikinis to spandex lycra bikinis. I'm betting those were lame bikinis.
Is it LeMay? Okay, it's spelled L-A-M-E, and there's no accent, so...
Yeah, no accent or a double E would have made it LeMay, but anyway.
Thanks for the correction.
I still don't know what a LeMay bikini is. I'm looking it up right now.
Allie, you're okay. The girl on the show. I can't help you with this one, so go ahead, John.
Fabric, and I'm embarrassed that I even know that, but anyway. I wanted to talk to you about your stance on the drones. Is your stance that you're just against the use of drones, or you don't like the war in Afghanistan at all?
I can go first. The idea of drone technology doesn't bother me so much as I don't like the state using weapons the way they tend to use weapons, which is to enforce, you know, basically to enforce laws which benefit them and their friends.
Or in this case, a war.
Which is benefiting them and their friends.
The military-industrial complex. I would tend to agree with that. I think that drone technology is pretty cool, some of it. I mean, actually, a friend of ours, Bo, who is the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, he purchased his own drone. You can go and get one for a few hundred bucks. You have your own drone. You can, they come with video cameras pre-mounted on them, and you can. A lot of photographers, for instance, are using them to take video of like a wedding procession or something like that. Where you get the helicopter, essentially the look of kind of a helicopter view from a drone for a few hundred bucks.
Yeah, I think it's futile to try to fight the technology itself, right. But you know, the government just misuses these. Or I mean, I think it uses them in the way that they intend to use them, because the government's been going to war before they had drones. They just use the drones to more effectively kill people.
Yeah, so I'm firmly against war. I don't support any war. I think that I support people defending their own personal freedom. So if somebody attacks you or your family, I think you're well within your rights to defend yourself. But I'm not interested in supporting the state.
Okay. So when Al-Qaeda attacked us, which they did, they destroyed two huge buildings in New York City.
There were individuals who destroyed those buildings, and the buildings held individuals. I was not attacked, and you were not attacked.
Yes, I was attacked. I'm an American citizen, and I
really prove it.
I was heartbroken and destroyed on that day.
Sure, but you can't blame a group of people. There were individuals who were involved in that, and every one of them perished in that attack because it was a suicide attack.
Why are you not heartbroken and destroyed when you hear about innocent people that the American military is killing?
Let's not muddy the waters with the death of innocent people during a war.
In Afghanistan, are we talking about the deaths of innocents in the United States? Because there's been a lot more innocent deaths in the Middle East, caused by the American military, then...
Of all the suicides in the military, there are more people killing themselves in the military than dying in combat.
Okay.
How many lives have to be taken to make it okay for you, to make it make you feel good?
Okay,
feel
are we going to have a back and forth, or are y'all just both going to get
ahead.
Up on? When we were attacked by a group that isn't a formalized state, yet Al-Qaeda had informally taken over Afghanistan. They ruled Afghanistan. They had their way. They did what they wanted. And that was the most localized group, the most centralized group of Al-Qaeda that we could lay our hands on.
How many people who attacked the Twin Towers were from Afghanistan? Were a bunch of them Saudis?
Okay, yes, most of them were Saudis.
Yeah.
And if you want to argue that we should have gone into Saudi Arabia and started kicking
I don't think he said that.
Not arguing that.
I got no problem with that.
Now, I've got a problem with it because I have a problem with murdering innocent people, which is what ultimately the military does. So what's your solution? So you've got all these, you've got these horrible terrorist strikes. What do you do about it?
Let me reverse that question on you. What's your solution? Do we simply sit back and wait? We just wait and try to guard against these attacks.
So here's your answer. I wish you'd called in earlier about this because I would have loved to have spent more time discussing it with you. But ultimately, no, you don't just sit back and wait. The solution is you don't invade other people's countries. You don't occupy other people's countries in the first place. You might be upset, John, if the Red Chinese military were occupying your streets in your neighborhood and, bombing your neighbors. You might get upset. You might want to kill some people over in China as a result of that. And that's ultimately what's going on here is the people in the Middle East are upset because the U.S. military and the CIA and the U.S. government have been invading and meddling in their affairs for decades. And that's the Twin Towers and other various terrorism attacks are the blowback from all of that aggression. So you start treating people like human beings and you be at peace with the world rather than meddling and killing people. Doesn't that make sense?
It would in an ideal, in a rose-colored world. It would be ideal if we could simply leave people alone and be left alone.
That's what Osama bin Laden said, is if you leave people alone, you'll be left alone. That's what the guys who just stabbed that person over in the UK, that's what that one crazed, killer was saying to the video camera, was, stop this. Stop these governments from killing our people, and your people will stop dying. So if the U.S. military didn't go around the world over decades killing people, then you wouldn't have had as many angry people because their families and their friends have been killed by the military. I mean, it's so sensible.
How many decades after 9/11 are we still going to get these people who blame everything that the U.S. does? They say, oh, well, 9/11 justifies it.
I wish we had more time, but we don't.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.